me out.
Yes.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse right over there.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
The Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
From a treehouse.
That is so awesome. It is from a treehouse, Joe Pesci. How y'all doing?
What's up, everybody?
My name is Zach. This is Andy, as always. Your hostess with the mostest. The thunder from down under. Staten's very own pride and joy. Yeah, good job.
Check it, boys. Boys and girls. Boys and girls club. YMCA.
Yep. Jimmy's over here too.
Jimbo.
Running the keys.
What's up over there?
The buttons.
What have you been up to on that side over there, man?
You staying clean?
No. He hasn't been staying clean, but
has he been quarantined?
I don't know. Have you been quarantined, Jim? Or you been doing the 6 feet social distancing? Like everybody's supposed to?
From a treehouse?
No.
Yeah, from a treehouse. Duh, you work here.
Oh, man, tomorrow's Easter.
Oh, yeah, happy Easter.
Yeah, the last Easter we were up here doing our first episode. It's pretty cool, man. One year in the books, brother. Yeah.
We made it.
Tap a glass. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers with the beers.
Oh.
Mm. Sorry about that.
Some ships are made out of wood.
Got him.
I'm all right.
Jimmy.
Some ships are made out of wood. Some ships are made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
The best ships are friendships. Hope y'all remember that.
Because they last forever.
They do. Man, I went through everything today. A little yearly spring cleaning on the podcast, and yeah. I gotta tell y'all, I'm pleased to announce that I thought we were posted up on things that we weren't, but we are now. We are available on SoundCloud, as always.
Yeah.
Hosted by thatfine.com over there.
Yes.
Apple iTunes has always been our main source.
Yes.
Of
been a good source.
Getting the podcast out there.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great platform. I've been saying Google Play this whole time. It's actually called Google Podcasts.
Oh.
Can't be found on Google Play. It is found on Google Podcast.
That's a big one right there.
That's a big one. We got that sorted out, though. Only took 12 months. We got Stitcher. Put it up on Pandora today. It'll be available on Pandora in a few weeks, probably. Maybe it's already. I don't know.
How dope is that, guys?
That's dope. When you're getting your playlist all set up, you can listen to the podcast. Woo!
Yep.
And then Spotify.
Yep.
Good to go.
Round of applause.
Everybody. We're obviously on Instagram, Facebook, and that's about all there is to that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. So,
are you guys, everybody doing good quarantine-wise? Like, everybody doing the right things? Are you out there? You doing the right things? You being safe? You washing your hands? You doing ABCs twice with warm water?
Mm-hmm.
Are you...
Is that 20 seconds? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good amount of time.
Just thinking of that, the ABCs, think about this. Is Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars in the ABCs, is that the same, like, yeah. I don't know how to put that.
Yeah, the same song.
Yeah, Twinkle. Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, ready? You do Twinkle, I'll do ABCs. Okay.
Twinkle, ABC, twinkle, D-E-S-G, little star, how H-I-J-K, I wonder what you are. You're right.
Right?
I'll be damned.
You're welcome.
We solved that.
How about it?
We hope you guys are doing the right thing out there, doing the self-quarantine, being clean, being respectful.
Not going to movie theaters, not going to restaurants. I know how it is, but you got to stay. You got to stay.
Give yourself 6 feet at the grocery store. If you're at the grocery store, I get it. Everybody's got to go.
Staying home and saving lives.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
I've been pumping my own gas with gloves.
Going to work. You've been pumping your own gas? I haven't had to pump my own gas.
I go, I'll pump my own gas.
Oh, look at that.
Power movement. And they go, okay.
Fine.
So, yeah, one less person they have to deal with, I guess. But
okay.
I don't like giving my card to people, even they all got the dirty, or they all have the gloves on, but.
Yeah.
Like, I've been trying to pay with cash a lot, but then on the flip side of that, I hate touching
cash. You're just handing around cash. It's full of whatever.
Yeah.
Germs and cocaine.
We've been doing that for years.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Everything seems to be all right.
Yeah. So, you know, and then if we do get within 6 feet of each other to give ourselves an elbow bump instead of a handshake, right? Mm-hmm. Are people actually washing their elbows? You would wonder about that? Nobody washes their elbows.
I wash my elbows.
Like you go into the bathroom and just wash up your elbows?
Oh, no, no. But like when I take a shower with
the loofah. Of course, when you take a shower, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't.
I'm a little worried about all that.
I don't do fist bumps. I don't touch elbows.
I don't. Yeah, you got to stay away from each other.
They're taking it pretty serious. Luckily, like I said, we've been able to work during this, but it's serious. I think we're going to have to start wearing masks at work. And I think they're going to make that mandatory pretty much, which I get, but it sucks.
Can you? Yeah, I don't know.
About. And it's hard because you're always, like in our line of work, you're always around people. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're always working within 6 feet of like your partner hanging something up in the air. You need to be working as a team, but it's been tough. Been weird to get used to. And now they're saying not to shake hands anymore. Dr. What's his name?
Fauci.
Fauci says no more shaking hands.
Homeboy Fauci, man. Homeboy Fauci power walks 5 miles a day, every day. Pretty bad, huh?
Like, bad ass?
Yep.
Al Michaels is doing 8, so. Fuck. Al Michaels is the shit, though. When you're the best of the best.
Did Al Michaels say anything about us wearing face masks all day?
No. Al Michaels, he eats red meat every day. Steak every day. That's it. That's what he eats.
Yeah.
And he power walks 8 miles. And he comes to you Sunday, and does the best football commentating on Sunday Night Football. Shout out to Al Michaels. My boy.
I didn't turn on the TV today, but did we have the blast of rerun championships like we did last weekend?
I don't know. I don't think they're doing that. I think it was just a 1 week thing.
It was just
on NBC.
It was just March Madness from years gone by, decades gone by. And then on the other channel, the finals were on. And then on the other channel, you're watching players play NBA 2K.
Yeah, it's that was weird.
This is the weirdest sports time of ever.
I found myself watching Devin Booker and somebody else in the NBA play NBA 2K. And I'm like, what am I doing?
What am I doing?
What is going on here?
What is happening?
I had to change it. I felt sorry for myself. Other than that, well, we hope you guys are doing the right thing. And you better be, because the boogeyman and the Easter bunny is watching. You're not going to get your Easter baskets.
Dude, he's freaking hopping around here.
He's somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's immune to the corona. Maybe he started it.
He doesn't have to worry about that.
No. He doesn't. I don't think it transmits through animals.
What have you been doing to stay busy at home and entertained, I should say? Were you doing like projects, or are you like just twiddling your thumbs?
Twiddling my thumbs. We just kind of hang out.
You play tic-tac-toe?
No, we play puzzles. We do puzzles. We do board games. We sit outside. A lot of Candyland, a lot of chutes and ladders, a lot of like match games where like there's a bunch of cards, you know.
Oh yeah, memory.
Yeah, match game.
Yeah, those are good.
And we got a couple games. Me and Vivi on her iPad. We've been going back and forth trying to beat each other's score. It's like a block game where like it's like a Tetris, but you have to get a solid row and fill in like these blocks and stuff. But other than that, I mean,
just a lot of movies.
A lot of movies. Yeah.
You went to the movie last night?
We did. We went to the living room? We went to the movies in our living room last night and watched Trolls.
Watched Trolls. Oh, with Justin Timberlake.
It was pretty good.
Nice.
What
was it called? Trolls?
World Tour.
World Tour? They're in a band?
That's the Bad People. The Bad People are in a band.
Huh.
It's pretty good, but it was like 1999 on Prime.
That's crazy. So watch it in your steep. In your house.
But we still get it. Like, we watched it again today.
Nice. You own it. Yeah. Digitally.
Yeah. So.
JT.
Yeah.
Fun facts about Justin Timberlake.
Cool.
Check these out, man.
I like him.
This is crazy. He went to this restaurant once, and he had a French toast, and he only ate half of it.
Yeah.
And he left it there and left. And the waiter took that French toast and sold it on eBay and got...
No way.
Got $1,000 for it. $1,025 it sold for it.
How did he prove it, though?
Because, man, he's the waiter, and waiters
just trustworthy. I mean, they're handling food.
How about that shit?
That's weird. How much money did he get?
$1,000.
$1,000. And what idiot bought it? What would you do with just French toast, like, after 2 weeks?
Put it in a case.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd spray it with a clear coat.
I'll get it. Yeah, a little polyurethane or something.
Maybe dip it in some epoxy. Make
that's,
a cube.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
Shout out to that waiter.
Yeah, for sure. So Justin Timberlake's been nominated for 69 awards in his career. With NSYNC, solo, he's won 29. But his main ones, he's all gotten solo. He got 3 AMAs and 6 Grammys.
I believe that.
Shout out. He's Justin Timberlake.
Very talented. Killing human being.
I know. He was the first guy to ever be punked.
Do you think he's more talented than Justin Bieber, the Bieber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
More talented than Michael Jackson?
No. Nope.
More talented than Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The boss?
I don't know. The boss. I don't know, man.
He's pretty good. I get it.
I'm not a big boss.
Didn't he
fan.
Date Britney Spears at one time?
Yeah.
He was on Mickey Mouse Club, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't he? Who's he?
He's got quite the resume.
Who's he married to right now?
Or Jessica Biel.
Oh, you dog. He's dirty got it dog. All. He's got it all.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. Does he have any kids?
I think so.
Multiple I think people,
with,
huh?
No, I think with Jessica Biel.
Oh. Good. Yeah, good for you, Justin.
So, who would you take? Who's better? You like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Yeah, me too.
Backstreet Boys was good too, but
Backstreet Boys are good.
NSYNC.
Who's...
Can you name the NSYNC guys?
No.
What about the Backstreet Boys?
No, I was at a Blazer game once,
mm-hmm.
in high school. I was in the choir because I played the drums for the jazz choir. So the jazz choir sang the national anthem. And so we went to the basketball game. They were playing the Kings. And so we got to go down on the, we got to go into the locker room stuff. It was pretty cool.
It was dope.
And so one of the Backstreet Boys was sitting in the front row.
Lance Bass.
No, his name, I later found out his name was Brian. So he was there, and so I saw him back in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking across each other, but he had, like, people with him and stuff. And I was like, so I said, hey, Justin, love you, man.
My name is Brian.
His name is Brian. Because I didn't know their names.
Was he like, I enjoy your guys' podcast in the future.
In the future, I'm going to like that podcast. Real low voice.
Was it a beautiful voice, though? Could you tell that man can sing?
No, I couldn't. Mm. Nope.
How'd that go, by the way?
That was really fun. Now we got to go back. I got to meet... this is a good story, actually. So we got to meet, like, Brian Grant. And they were playing the Kings, so Rick Adelman was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Rick Adelman when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to meet him and tell him that I grew up watching him, and he was one of my favorites. And Jason Williams was playing.
J-Dub.
And so we were on the sideline when they were doing warm-ups, and he came over by us, and they were just, you know, shooting. Mm-hmm. And he's all, $50 to make this shot, over to, like, me and Jake. Jake was there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed.
Did you go $50, J Dub?
$50, bitch.
Bitch.
No, I never got my $50.
I doubt it. That's a good story.
That's a good story.
I really like Jason Williams. He was a really good player.
Yeah. So that was a cool experience.
He was exciting.
It was neat.
Exciting to watch. Exciting to...
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
Good one, Jimmy. Good job.
Good job. Hey, we're brought to you all today by Subway. I'm telling you about Subway right now. Kaiser and Monmouth. When you need a perfect sandwich but quarantine's got you down, don't frown. You got a team in your corner that you can depend on. Your local Subway locations in Kaiser on River Road and Monmouth on Main Street are ready to build you that knockout submarine Sammy. They're open through all this havoc. Subway wants you to have it your way. Go get you guys some Subway, baby.
Get that Subway, boys and girls.
Kaiser and Monmouth, man. They're the best.
He's pretty good. Thanks for staying open. Serving the people.
Yeah, this is... Piling them up, man. This is the people's sandwich.
Right on. Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
That's a jack. I get that.
Good deal. We're just kind of waving to people on Instagram Live and Facebook right now.
Seeing how long we've been going.
I don't know. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere in there.
20 minutes.
So, I got a song for you. And I want you to tell me if you think this is a kick-ass song. Because I forgot about how kick-ass this song is. It's really good.
Nice. Good.
But we'll see if you like it.
I can't wait.
Oh.
Is that it?
That's not it.
That was sweet.
That'd be a Verizon. Yeah. This is the song.
Okay, hit me.
This song's dope. It's a good one. Doesn't that just put a smile on your face?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Just want to go out, catch some sun rays, hang out with my buddies.
This song wants me. It reminds me of snowboarding.
This song does?
Yeah, it reminds me of the snow. Huh. Isn't that weird? It's very tropical sounding.
Did you listen to this while you snowboarded?
Probably.
This would be a good one to listen to while you're snowboarding. Just cruising down the hill.
Yeah. Oh, flow state.
Who sings it?
I can't think of it. I know it, but I don't. Hold on, let me think. I don't know.
Can't Tears think. For Fears.
Just Tears for Fears. All right.
Were you about ready to say that?
Hey, Jimmy, fuck something up.
What Jimmy?
It's
fuck?
Not the Monmouth Jimmy fuck something? Subway that is awesome. It's the Independence
it's the
Subway.
Independence, Independence, and Kaiser.
Independence and Kaiser, people.
Yeah.
Thanks. Ask him to do one thing.
Thanks, Jim. Real embarrassing for us. I know. It's not embarrassing.
It makes me look real bad. I read it.
You know what? Maybe he did it on purpose. He does shit like that sometimes. You gotta proofread it. I should have read it. I know, I get it. He hands it to you, you read it, you know, and I should have proofread it. Jimmy, no. Mm-hmm. He needs to come to me first and then I'll hand it off.
Yeah.
We need a little but on the flip
I don't want this to ever happen again.
But on the flip side, I don't like receiving anything from Jimmy because he's a dirty man. Very dirty man.
Crazy.
But whatever. Whatever, Jim. Just try to wash your hands, would you? And, I don't know, wash your elbows.
Shout out to the listeners for picking up on that one, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, they're like, Mama sucks. It's the Independence one that's good. And they know it.
What do you think about this one?
Get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck.
I love it.
You don't like my music, you don't have to use it.
I love love it.
Is a thing that all of us release.
I was watching what's that movie with Will Ferrell? Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
And he was listening to this. I'm like, fuck, I like this song.
You don't like my music, you don't have to use it.
I think it's funny. I like that song.
Thanks.
That's brought to you by Subway. So, yeah.
Cool, man. Shit, let's take a break, man.
Should we? All right, we can.
We're only giving these. We're only giving the live feed one section here.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you know y'all up there, up on that Insta, and y'all down here on the Facebook.
We're just getting started.
You guys stay positive, man. I know it sucks right now. Sucks for everybody. We're all in it together. Let's just try to make the best out of this, and maybe learn a lesson. Wouldn't that be kind of cool if we all learned a lesson about this?
Just take care of ourselves, man. Mm-hmm. Take care of each other, but take care of ourselves.
Yeah, if somebody's. You know, somebody's in need, help them. If your grandparents need you to go grocery shopping, do that.
Telling you.
Drop the food off. You don't have to come in contact with them.
I'm a little worried. I have a feeling we are just capable of eating each other alive. And we can't do that. Can't let that happen, man.
No. Fuck. By the way.
We got to come together. We're one people. You know what I mean?
Fuck China.
China.
It's a China virus. Oh,
you know,
there's just one thing I wanted to play.
Play it.
Yep. Send it in, Jim. Yep. Okay. He's got it. He's
typed
ready.
In.
Also known as the coronavirus.
Yeah, this is some serious stuff.
Yeah. Listen up, everybody.
It is imperative that you promptly take the following actions to
you
protect
got this
your
to your phone?
And the health of others.
Yeah.
Please self-isolate immediately in your home. Limit your contact with other members of your household as much as possible. Do not leave your home under any circumstances.
Scary.
If you are showing symptoms such as sore throat, cough, fever, body aches, shortness of breath, please call 811 to report your symptoms. You are especially at risk because you have a tiny wiener. It is so small and therefore you will become much sicker than an individual who had let's say even an average sized or slightly below average sized weenie because your weenie is so tiny. The CDC is reporting nearly a 100% death rate for people like you who have small wieners. This is especially troublesome for you because your weenie is the smallest weenie in the whole world. You have a tiny wiener.
Damn,
that's right. So all right. If you got a small wiener, guys, sorry, man. We're out. How much we can do about that. All
right, that break. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands. Sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades.
Man, the best part about this is you think that they're on a ship the whole time. The video is them sailing on the ship. But what you come to find out at the end, the ship's made out of music, man.
That's his vessel.
Spoiler alert.
Good song, man.
We thought of that song earlier, looking up at the stars, man.
Yeah.
Because what is that bright star? If y'all know, let me know somehow.
Yeah.
Even though you're going to hear this, not now.
Can
out what that is.
Can China people see the North Star?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I want to know too.
Email us back, guys. Let us know. Can the China see that?
Can China see this North Star?
I hear it.
She took my mumble for something that I didn't say. I'm asking Siri. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Can China see the North Star?
Okay. I found this on the web for Can China See the North Star? Check it out.
I'm sure they can. She didn't answer my question.
What's that music in the background? Where's that coming from?
I don't know, but I like it.
I honestly don't know. It's kind of trippy, though.
Can China see the North Star?
So we're just gonna go with it. You guys are gonna have to listen to this.
Why China? Is that the southernmost? What about Australia? Why didn't you say, can Australia see the North Star?
I thought only Americans can see the North Star. That's why. That's why that came to me.
But Canada is further north than us.
I don't think Canada can see
the North Star. They'd be right next to the North Star.
I don't think they can see it either.
Wow.
I think it's only Americans.
They're blinded by socialism.
No, this is ridiculous because the sailors used to go off the North Star.
It's worldwide. Right? It's like the... Come on, man.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
This is stupid.
Oh, I got one for you.
So we don't know what's happening with the music right
now? No, I honestly don't. We're just going to have to run with that one. I honestly don't know where that's coming from.
It's me.
It's in the room.
Someone's gotcha. So it must be...
Someone's in the room.
There's a crab. I don't see the star we were looking at. We'll just report back on that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, if there was a real Jurassic Park, would you visit it? Or would you be too scared after seeing the movie?
Oh, man. They cannot manage
dinosaurs.
Something that natural. No, they've tried so many times. I mean, we're talking 5 failures.
So you wouldn't go?
I'd go. I'd go.
Would you bring the family, though?
Odds are that you're going to have a good experience.
Hopefully. The
movie...
The bad experience is really bad.
But the first movie, the park wasn't even open yet. That was just a trial run. Yeah. And so they did that so they could figure out what could go wrong. It all went wrong. Then they came back and fixed it.
Yes. Mother Nature finds a way. That was my best... what's that guy's name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Ooh, let's see, there's a dinosaur here. Yes.
Yes, I can tell.
Mother Nature finds a way.
That a dinosaur.
A huge pile of shit. Yeah. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah, maybe.
When he finds out that dinosaur shit.
Could very well have said that. I can't even pull one off.
Oh, hey, if animals could talk, do you think you'd still eat them? I don't think I could.
Man, that'd be wild.
Wouldn't it?
I guess so. But what if the veggies could talk too? I don't know. It depends on what they say.
What if it was like Brian or Ted? You got to know them.
Okay. Well, we don't go out and eat parrots, I guess. But we do still eat chicken.
What if a pig was really smart and was
like
your
babe.
Friend? Yeah. Would you go, buddy? Today's the day. Bacon's up and been
you're next.
I've been thinking of ribs and pork butt lately. And what if he goes, no, man, don't do it.
No, I'm not going to raise up my own pig that I talk to and then eat him. I can't do that. I'd be like, you're not going to eat any pet you have. Yeah. Even now.
People do, though.
I guess with livestock like that, with pigs and cows.
Yeah.
You don't want to name them, bro.
No.
Don't name them.
Don't get attached. So you'd say you still would eat them. I'd have a hard time, but I think I would too.
I love
some meat. Well, what if Chuck Norris and MacGyver got in a fight? Who would win?
Chuck Norris would win.
You think so?
Yeah.
MacGyver would find something.
Chuck Norris just kicks ass, though.
Yeah, but...
And that's his thing.
Can Chuck Norris survive a pipe bomb made out of...
Leather,
a leather shoe and...
He always does. Chuck Norris will do a side roll, then a freaking backflip out of the explosion, and then kick your ass.
I seen a thing that said...
Piece of cake. No problems there.
Something about the coronavirus... Came in contact with Chuck Norris, and now the coronavirus is in quarantine for 20.
Yeah, I saw that. It took a long time too. Somebody should have
figured
done that
one
right away.
I do love me some.
Until that one was a little late.
Have you ever watched Delta Force?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think I got them. I'll let you borrow them with Chuck Norris.
Yeah,
they're amazing. Delta Force. What one was in the city? There's 3 of them. I forget what they're Hard to Kill, maybe is one of them.
Mm. That's what I was watching with the kids earlier.
Oh, no, that's Steven Seagal.
I was talking about watching a movie with the kids, and I was like, well, maybe they're not ready. It was Total Recall.
Yeah, that's a tough one to watch.
I thought this is going to be this is an 80s flick. It cannot possibly be too much for my kids. And I was like, yeah, it's a little risky and crazy.
Yeah, there's a chick with three tits on.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. We didn't make it near there, but like just in the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I want a chick with big boobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're going to do an Arnold movie with the kids, do... what's that one where he's an Last Action Hero?
That's a good clean one.
The Running Man's pretty clean.
Probably
people die.
Was True Lies even that bad?
No, True Lies was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was funny. He had that one guy. What's his name? Tom Allen, on that one.
Tim Allen.
No,
Tom. Yeah, Tom.
The one that married Roseanne.
Tom Barr. Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Wow, I was way off.
Close.
Did you know Tim Allen used to be a drug dealer?
Kind of. He used to work at
sold cocaine.
Yeah, he was. He had cocaine charges. He was arrested on cocaine charges. Mm-hmm. He's like the only Disney thing. It's very crazy that he's a Disney face.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
I have Disney shoes on right now. That's you see those. Pretty cool. I showed you those.
Yeah, you did.
How do you feel? What do you think?
Cool. I was thinking, did you know Toe Mater? Mater?
Yeah, Mater.
That's Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What? What do you mean?
I didn't know that till he was on
the podcast. It's just that they talk the same. You're not a Cars person.
No, we're not.
You're not a Cars family.
But I always like, I've watched Cars. I've seen it, but I've always liked Toe Mater for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
But he was telling the story about how that all came up, and like after he sold or he got the job and did shit and he was saying he was just using his regular voice for it.
Yeah. He didn't have a character even.
Yeah. And then one time at like some banquet or something, the guy wanted to introduce him as Toe Mater, and he just said it was his original voice. And after the fact, he was like, oh shit, man, I'm sorry. We set that one up on you because I didn't know. I didn't think that your voice and that Toe Mater voice is the same one. But it was pretty funny.
And they are. He's the same guy.
Did you watch that stuff, that blue collar comedy, I think it is?
Oh, I've seen him. I've probably seen him, but I don't know any of it.
I mean, neither. Really.
I'm not sure.
I know who the guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we should do? Is we should try to call the man.
Your guy.
The guy.
With the phone number?
Yeah.
Guy who has your old phone number.
Yeah.
That we tried to call one other time before.
Yep, that guy. We don't know his name.
But we got him.
That's how we
did. But he didn't talk.
We need to get his name.
We need to talk to him and tell him about what's going on.
This is not
to harass him. It's to set the record straight.
You think we should try? I just don't know. I shouldn't answer is Andy there? What should I say? I need to have him talk. Because when he hears the name Andy right away.
Or just say, hey, is this Andy's number?
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
We'll try that.
That's a peaceful, like...
Okay. Okay, we're calling him.
Okay.
Nervous.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Andy's old number?
No.
Asan?
No.
What's the number that you have?
The number that you dialed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me look at that. Okay. So it's 971 or 59?
Yes. This is not Andy's number.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
It's not Andy.
Oh. Well, what's your name?
Why do you need to know my name? I just told you. You're asking for Andy. You don't need to know my name.
It's not
Andy.
You're right. I apologize. I'm sorry.
There's no need to call this number anymore. It's not Andy's number.
Okay. I'll never call this number again. I apologize. I must... just... Got him.
Dude, you nailed it.
Finally.
You got him good,
finally.
Bro. He just fucking bent you over.
He did. Take you back behind the woodshed, boy.
I thought you were going to come back a little bit, and you're just, okay. Nope. You're right, sir. Yep.
I had him. I don't think we'll ever.
I think
I don't think we ever need to call that number again.
We'll close that one up.
So there it is, guys.
There you have it.
There's the conversation I had.
You put him in his place,
it's
bro.
It's not Andy's number. Finally. I feels good. Finally had a talk with him.
Did that go how you wanted it? Mm-mm. Man, that was uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. Yeah.
I should have asked him where he was living. There's so many questions I want now. Where are you at? What location is this? Because it's a 971 number.
There, I thought you were going to say, hey, well, I know I'm Andy.
Yeah. You know what? We might have to delete his number that I said his number.
I'll block that out.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I thought that when you said it. I'm like, just edit that out.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a nice, solid, old school beep across it.
There you go.
We can do that.
We're going to do something.
You want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between a old, dilapidated Greyhound bus stop and...
You're botching this.
I know. It's hard. I'm trying to find my way through it. An old bus stop and a crab with big boobs.
I don't know. What is it?
What's the difference?
What is the difference? I don't know.
One's a crusty bus station, and one's a busty crust station.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I got one for you.
All right.
I don't know if this one's any better, though. So there's this kid, right? And he's sitting on the curb in, like, old, kid, let's just say a flyover state, little town. And he's got a bag of M&Ms, a cat. And he's sitting on the curb. And so he takes a bite of an M&M, he bites his cat, and he scoots down the road a little bit. And these guys in the barbershop, these older fellas, watched him for about an hour and were just laughing every time he did it because he kept doing it and going further down the road. So the barber goes out there and goes, son, what are you doing? He's like, playing trucker. He goes, what do you mean you're playing trucker? He's like, I'm popping pills, eating pussy, and moving down the road.
I get it. That's funny. Oh, what do you got going on?
I don't know. It's falling off.
The studio's falling apart.
Jimmy, you're supposed to come in every time we have a break.
It's not on all the way. You got to push it on all the way. Jesus. Come on, you know that.
Jesus.
Hey, I had something. I wanted to recognize Easter tomorrow.
Right.
We don't have an agenda religiously or anything like that, but
no.
I am an ordained minister, so I feel like I have a little bit of leeway to do so.
Sure do.
Right?
Yeah.
Credentials are on the wall.
I see it. I'm looking at them right
I'm
now.
I'm sure Facebook saw that earlier and was like, damn, that dude's got some credentials. So I found a nice blessing for Easter.
Oh, good.
And I want to put it on y'all.
Let's hear it.
From your reverend host. Here we go. I thought this was nice. The veil of darkness transformed to the brightest light. The most dreadful end became the most beautiful beginning. The depths of despair fade to reveal hope everlasting. The curse of death defeated by eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for the wonder of Easter.
I like that.
Yeah, man, it kind of fits, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially for, the times we're going through.
Times we're going through, there's a lot of brightness, and it's not far away.
I hope not. I hope it's over soon.
We just got to get through the tunnel. Know what I mean?
Good news.
What's that? What's that, Mr. President?
Fake news.
Oh, this is all fake, guys. There's no coronavirus.
Dude.
You are fake news.
No, we're not that. We're not the media. We're not like that. We're essential media, but you got that correct. But we're the real deal.
Yeah. Mr. President, all due respect.
Mr. President, we are celebrating our one-year anniversary, man.
Yeah.
1 year of doing this thing up in this house.
It's been a wild ride.
We did a couple before the treehouse. It was like trial runs. They never got posted.
No.
They're gone. They're long gone in the wind. But it officially started April 2019. So that's pretty cool. We have had 12 shows. Obviously, you're looking at number 12.
That's 12 hours.
We've had over 700 plays.
Another big, pretty big milestone.
Badass. Yeah. So thank you guys.
Yes, thank you very much. Keep listening.
We'll take it.
You keep listening, and we'll keep doing it. That's and, our promise.
Here's to another three.
Another three. 100 or 1,000. We'll
here's
see.
To, and we'll do this forever.
It's cool that we did. We got to do it for a whole year. Thanks. Shout out to the wives. Let us do this shit for a whole year. Not complain too much about it.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty cool. But yeah, it's been a ride.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
I feel like we've learned a lot about each other.
And every time we do this, we figure it out a little bit more at a really slow pace. We're getting it though, fellas and ladies. Getting it.
Yeah.
12 in.
Rome wasn't built in the night.
Nope. And shout out to Subway, man.
Yeah.
Coming through this year, and they're making it happen.
It really helped out. In ways,
helping us get all the episodes posted, things like that. It's a little behind the scenes talk, you know, for y'all.
Yeah.
But that's about it, really. It's
been fun.
It's been great.
Been blessed. Very blessed.
Mm.
So, you want to do a thumbs up, thumbs down 70s song version?
Yeah.
Because I got that. So last time we did one, we did the 80s theme.
Yeah, you hit the 80s hard.
And I learned my lesson. You're not a big 80s guy. So I got some 70 ones in. And I think, I don't know if you'll really know any. Well, you'll know most of these, but I don't know if you'll like them. I hope you do. Like I told you, I want to start keeping tally of the ones you like and the ones you dislike.
Mm-hmm. It might help me figure myself out a little bit more too. Right, you know,
we think about this one.
Oh. That was loud.
Really loud.
Great.
This is a good one.
It's a happy song.
You know who sings this one?
No, hit me up.
It's Pilot Magic 1974.
Is that right? I wouldn't have thought this was that early.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought it was a little later.
Well, this is what they were listening to.
It's a beautiful song, man.
He's a handsome man.
Is he really? Oh, it's a video. That's great.
Yeah.
He looks like a little male version of Juliana Huff or something, huh?
Right. Yeah.
He looks kind of like David Cassidy.
Tom Petty. Or Jimmy's dad. Jimmy, your dad looks just like this guy. Is this your dad?
That's your dad? Really? No, that's his dad.
Jim, we need to get him on the podcast, bro. You didn't tell us that you were a bloodline of royalty.
He's a strange cat, man.
All right, what about this one?
Yeah, man. This is 70s?
Yeah.
This is
79.
79.
This is the Bugles. Video Killed the Radio Star.
The Radio Star. This is the first video on MTV.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Their broadcast date.
Really?
Yep.
Kind of a cool thing.
Kind of a cool little homage to the, whatever.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it's a neat song. It's fun.
What about this
sometimes
one?
I worry, like, when I'm talking one? About these songs that, like, other people have connections to that might be listening, and they're like, what an idiot. Like, because I just don't have a connection to it. You know what I mean?
I get it.
And that's just an insecurity that I have in myself that I'm putting onto the podcast.
What do you think about this one, though?
Yeah, this is great. This is fucking shit.
Sings it?
T-Rex.
Get it on. 1971.
Hell yeah.
I would have never thought it was 71.
Totally. Go down. I'll probably end up going down a fucking T-Rex rabbit hole later. I've been going down. I've been listening to a lot of John Prine this week, man.
Have you?
Yeah. Want to put on a John Prine song?
I can.
Have Jimmy put,
or Jimmy can.
Put this one. This is one of my favorites right there, Jim.
That one, Jim?
Right there at the bottom of those two.
Okay.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. It's crazy. Sometimes I don't think that, you know, when these people die, like they, that'll hit me that hard, but sometimes I'm always, I'll be surprised when they do. And it's like, Jesus, that sucks. And then I'll be kind of sad or whatnot. You know what I mean? It doesn't really affect us at all. We have the music from them that, you know, all that, but it's just sad.
It happens. Oh,
get past the advertising, Jimmy.
Yeah. It happens. We understand, Jim.
But it's a good thing, though, in some ways, because I think about the you know, I start listening to music a lot more and stuff, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. So otherwise, I might not, you know, might not have, I don't know, every now and then dig down a hole. And John Prine was the man, dude.
Do you know this is featuring Tom Petty?
From a small town with a very large imagination. Lay alone in his room with his radio on, looking for another station. And when the static from the mouthpiece,
I play the right one.
Yeah. The sound below. James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his
picture. He's got a lot of great songs. This is just one of my favorite fun ones. Hollywood
and put his picture in a picture show.
Put his dick in a hole.
Get off of your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go?
In a treehouse.
Your darling Jim is out on a limb. I put my picture in a picture show. Oh,
put my dick in a hole.
Hamburgers.
That's a good song.
Great song.
John Garfield in the afternoon. Montgomery Cliff.
Man.
Tell me what you think about this one.
Okay.
This is live, by the way.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is one of my favorite albums when I was like 3 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My mom had MTV. I remember the video. I was just like...
Love
when
them.
I grew up loving it. Fuck yeah.
I couldn't find a year on this for some reason. I'm sure it's out there. I didn't look too hard, to be honest with you. But.
Probably 86, I think.
I thought they were all in the 70s. They look like they're...
No, the Bengals.
Late 70s? Like,
no, it was the 80s. It was like really? 83, 84, 86, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
But it was big when I was a toddler, kid-ish age.
Okay, so that's another thumbs
like,
up for you?
It was like mid-80s. Oh, yeah.
Was that three?
I know.
Three, four thumbs up? We did... Pilot Magic, you liked. You liked Who Killed the Radio Star.
I know somebody who dated her. Who dated Susanna Hoffs.
Really? Yeah. Didn't know that.
I won't name names.
I wouldn't. What about this one? Oh, wait.
Hit it. Yeah, I know.
There we go.
Oh, go ahead. I'm not impressed. Isn't this like a shampoo commercial?
This is Donnie M, man, son. 1976.
Oh, right on. You're dancing, though.
I like 70s music.
Oh, good lord.
I
just think
of
shampoo.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Great idea.
So that's a thumbs down, huh?
That's a thumbs down.
All right. Whatever. All right, everybody. We want to thank you guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
It's been real.
Shout out to our sponsor, Subway, Independence, and Kaiser.
Big up.
We just want to say thanks for listening. We feel blessed. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Stay safe.
Do the right things.
Stay home.
Keep washed up,
your
man.
Thing.
All right. We'll talk to you guys on the next one. See ya.
Take care of yourselves. Peace.